96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There have been enough recent reports of attacks, robberies, sexual assaults in our area to make you think about self-defense. But maybe it's time for you to do more than just think about it. Would you know what to do to protect yourself if someone tried to physically attack you, rape you, even kidnap you? Well, tonight, we're going to give you some information that you need that could save your life. My guests are Lauren Taylor. She is the director of Defend Yourself, and Sarah Trembath, a self-defense instructor for 19 years, also with Defend Yourself. The lines are open right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Let me start with you, Lauren, and I'll have the same question for Sarah. Why become involved in self-defense? You're not just the director of Defend Yourself. By the way, you can find it at defendyourself.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Defendyourself.org if you want more information about the organization. But you're a certified self-defense instructor. You are certified by the National Women's Martial Arts Federation. I think the translation to that is that you can kick butt.
I can.
You can
Isn't
kick
that
butt.
Cool?
Yeah,
Isn't
and
that
and
cool?
It's it is cool because again, you are able to save your own life if somebody tries to jump on your head or to rob you or to do something else untoward. How did you become involved in this? Why?
Well, I grew up in DC,
mm-hmm.
and I got involved in starting DC's first shelter for abused women and their children in the late 70s and in the mid 80s. So I was already involved in the whole question of gender ending violence.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the mid 80s, I took a self-defense class because a friend of mine recommended it. It was as simple as that. I found it empowering. I found it life-changing. I was a million times more confident. I was a million times less fearful. I became more myself and was able to I was empowered, and I just wanted to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to keep doing it, I just kept doing it, and then that meant I was learning how to teach it. And then I chose it as my – I quit my day job, and mm-hmm. that's my work.
Did you ever have to use it?
Well, that's an interesting question. The answer to that really is every day. Now, I know people think – when they think about have you ever had to use it, they want to know actually have I kicked someone's butt.
Mm-hmm.
I have only kicked people's butt in class, but – I have thwarted several attacks, including one by a person with a weapon. I have stood up for myself every day. I have lived more authentically. I have shut down harassers. I have done all kinds of things short of actually having to hit someone. And I do believe that the fact that I know how to hit someone has made it possible for me not to have to.
Sarah, same question.
Yes.
Why did you become a self-defense teacher? And suffice it to say, you are trained in Taekwondo, Tai Chi, conflict resolution, and the like. Full contact self-defense. So again, you know, one would think after looking at that resume that we'd see you on TV in one of those, you know, rings where you're, you know, wrestling around and, you know, knocking folks out.
Well, I'm actually an English teacher. So.
But it's always good to communicate with anyone who's trying to attack you, too. You know. But all jokes aside, why is it that you got into this?
I got interested in self-defense partially through martial arts and partially through real life. I was a student here, actually, in the early 90s, and I took a Taekwondo class for fun, for fitness. And sort of around the same time, I had a roommate who was stalked by a very violent man, a man who escalated quickly and who had a drug problem and was terrorizing our household. And being the person I am, I stepped in the middle and I was like, you know, leave us alone and this kind of thing. And then I realized I had nothing to back it up. Mm-hmm. And there was a community self-defense class offered and I took it. And I've been training and studying ever since.
Have you had to use it in other instances throughout your life?
I have. I agree with what Lauren says, that in a way I use it every day and that my confidence handles most situations. But I have had to use physical self-defense on more than one occasion. I was assaulted at a party aggressively by a drunken person. And he was a Marine boxer and he was drunk and he assaulted me. And I used a couple of techniques and got him off. I've had a few incidents in my classrooms when I taught public school where it became handy.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that you suppose that some people may be more susceptible to attack than perhaps others? Is it about the way they carry themselves, or can it happen to anyone for any reason?
Well, it can unfortunately happen to anyone. And what attackers are looking for is vulnerability. So there may be people who are more vulnerable than others. That tends to be women, LGBTQ people, younger people, kids, whatever kind of situation that makes an attacker believe that you are more vulnerable, they're going to perceive you as a good victim. I think it's important also to look at to get real about where the risks are, because a lot of us can be confused by what we see in the media. Mm-hmm. We're not mostly looking at strangers jumping out in a parking lot or a dark alley and that kind of stuff. The vast majority of attacks, particularly on women and girls, are by people that we know. Mm. And that is very saddening reality. But it's also good news because it means that they're not going to just jump you. They're going to cross your boundaries. They're going to say untoward things. They're going to touch you inappropriately. They're going to not respect what you ask for and all that kind of stuff, where you have a chance to actually step in and try and stop it before it escalates to physical. The stats on that are, obviously, if we're talking about intimate partner violence, obviously 100% of the people are by people that we know. But even when we're talking about rape and sexual assault, we're usually talking about 75-80% are by people that we know. Mm. So that's very sad, but again, it gives us a chance to interrupt it before it becomes a full-on attack.
We're talking about self-defense. Do you know what to do in the event of a violent attack? How do you get away and save your own life? We're taking some calls next at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR-FM. I'm Harold Fisher. What would you do if someone physically attacked you, tried to rape you, or even kidnap you? Would you know how to protect yourself? We're talking about self-defense tonight. My guests are Lauren Taylor, director of Defend Yourself, a self-defense organization, and Sarah Trimbath, a self-defense instructor for 19 years, also with Defend Yourself. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go to Ron calling from Baltimore. Ron, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Harold, thank you for taking the call. Ladies, thank you for the information that you're putting out there. But I have a question. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I want her to be able to protect herself when she gets old. I have every intention of teaching her how to use a firearm. I'm a thin guy. My daughter will probably be a thin, tall little girl. But, you know, when she's going against guys that are 50, 60, 70 pounds heavier than her, I would want her to know how to shoot. And I'm not saying teach her how to have a bloodlust, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, why wouldn't you want to arm people? You know, armed society is a polite society. Let's, you know, get away from all this, you know, guns are bad and guns, you know, kill. Well, you know, that's what they're for, but guns are there to protect us. That's why police carry guns, to protect themselves and then to protect the public. Why wouldn't you advocate that for, you know, certain women, especially women that are older, that don't have, you know, all the, you know, the endurance or the muscle capacity or any of these things?
Well, Ron, let me let them try to answer that question. You can go right ahead.
That's a great question, Ron. Thanks for calling. I think that the choice of whether to carry a weapon is a personal choice. I think that, I mean, I have chosen not to carry a firearm, and I can tell you why. And it actually has to do with my father-daughter relationship. When I was involved in that situation that I mentioned with the stalker, my first instinct was to get a firearm. And my father stopped me, and he said, if you have a gun, you'll use it. And I thought, that's interesting feedback. And there's been many times over the years that I've been glad I didn't have the gun, that I had to think my way out of situations, and that I had to use my other protective abilities, that I could ask for help, that I can use my hands, that I can leave a situation. All these other tools that we learn in true self-defense have kept me safe. And I'm only 5'4" myself. And so I think that if a person decides to get a firearm and train in it appropriately, then that's their own personal decision. But it also isn't always going to be there. And it also can escalate violence and be taken from you. So I would encourage you to get your daughter in self-defense, you know, first.
Ron, I know. Hold on, Ron. I know you want to comment. I'm going to let you stay on so that you can make your next point. Also, Terrence from Washington, D.C., please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. If you want to get in on this conversation, lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We will continue this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141. Stay with us.